Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special watch-along episode of Film Sack. I'm Scott Johnson with who's here? Randy's here. Hi, Randy.
Hi.
And,
hello.
And the two Bryans, Dunaway and Ibbett over there. Hello.
We're doing
one of these because someone's out of town. I can't remember who. Ibbett or somebody is out of town. Something like that. We usually try to do these when that happens. So you can often just kind of tell by your watch that somebody must be out of town because we're doing a watch along. But we also really enjoy them. So it gives us a great excuse to do them. And we're excited to bring you today The Perfect Weapon. Now, Randy, you picked this. Do you have any backstory about why The Perfect Weapon?
So bottom line, a few years ago, like let's say 5 years ago, because I don't know exactly. Steven Seagal became a bad man. He became someone who was in trouble with everybody. He owed people money. He owed the government money. He just, like, he fell to the bottom of his esteem. Like, he no longer had any fans, right? He had been purporting to be a real-life cop, mm-hmm. and people realized that he was just a total poser.
Yeah.
So Seagal looked around for a way to make money, and he found Netflix. And he and Netflix hooked up, and they have made 7 films in 4 years, guys.
What?
Wow. So this is like a Netflix original? Like, this was...
I don't think so. There should be a logo with it.
Or just released straight to Netflix.
I can't say. I haven't figured out how in the world these things get funded. But he's making, you know, $50,000 a movie and happy to get it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not... These are not big movies. These are not good movies.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be great in the ways we need, but not in the way that everyday consumers need.
This is not the 1991 drama action The Perfect Weapon? This is
no.
The
2016.
Yep. Oh, were you in the wrong?
2016, Steven Seagal.
Are you in the wrong one, Dunaway?
No. I'm in the right place. I was just trying to Google it, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, I need
So they all have these things in common. They all have Steven Seagal with a very, very dye job goatee and his ridiculous dye job widow's peak slick back hair. Mm-hmm. And now for years now, he's worn this same pair of yellow tinted sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And so if nothing else, we're expecting to see that. We're not expecting anything good out of this movie.
No, and we don't know what to expect because none of us have seen this. So thank you for braving it with us and sitting and watching this together. So here's what you need to do. Go pause the TV there right when you start to see a little bit of light come on to the screen, like a little, we called it a smear at the top of the show, but it's like a little of the logo that is apparently transforming on screen.
Yeah, if you see Steven Seagal's butt hair, you've gone too far.
Way too far. Yeah,
you've got to back up.
Actually, if we see that at all, we've all
gone too far in life.
Yeah, yeah. Too far in life. So that's where you want to pause. Pause our show. Come back and we'll go. Oh, hi. You're back, everybody. Welcome back. Let's do it now. I'm going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, and then the word go. And so after you hear go, you hit play and off we go. So here we go. Oh, and we recommend putting subtitles on, by the way, because subtitles are helpful in case you can't hear what's going on.
We go like 11 times before the actual time.
Sorry.
Why not 3, 2, 1 play?
I should do that. You know what? That's what we're doing today. 3, 2, 1 play, but not that one. This one that I'm about to say. Here we go. It starts in 3, 2, 1 play.
Ah!
All right, logo.
It's a really loud logo.
Momentum Pictures production.
You think that's his deal?
Momentum means that you've got a lot of things that are going to keep you from stalling.
Here's another production company you've never heard of.
Made in Russia.
Yeah, Do you think it's possible that these are just his companies? Like, maybe he's a... Well, but this
one is his and Putin's.
Well, Wizow, I mean, Productions.
He's. Mm-hmm. It's. I mean, it's clear he's found someone that with money, right, to make cheap movies.
Well, there's just, so far this is the fourth logo.
Yeah. Are they coming in as really bad standard definition blurry? Yes. Okay, good.
No, mine's coming Netflix in HD.
Netflix is having a hard time for me. There's
oh my
five.
God, they're watching a movie. Nobody never thought anybody would ever watch.
Every one of these production, companies each kicked in $500. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah.
Oh, and we forgot to mention this.
High definition.
Yeah, and we forgot to mention this is on Netflix. Hopefully,
people
figured it out.
Johnny Messner's in this. Oh, yeah, Sasha Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Richard Tyson.
Richard Tyson.
Yeah, King of the Tyson Chicken.
And a special appearance by Steven Seagal.
Right.
Did it say special appearance? It didn't, did it?
No, but it might as well have.
I was about to poo a little.
Ooh, 2029, the future.
Look at those buildings. I mean, actually, this is kind of my jam so far. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee it isn't going to live up to what I expect.
It looks better than most sci-fi movies. The channel. Oh,
nobody's watching her special message.
It's because it's in slow motion because their cars are all going really fast and she's at normal speed.
So in the future, we have Blade Runner television outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What? How is it that for 40 years we've been predicting outside TV and it's still not a widespread thing?
Well,
we have the Jumbotron in Times Square.
Sure, that stuff's pretty real, but they don't have the... Yeah, it's not everywhere.
Because everybody would want to hold the remote.
Yeah.
I think it's because we're bad at predicting that everybody really wants to go home. Nobody wants to stand around outside watch TV.
Why is it cycling through people's underclothes? Did you see that? It was like scanning them, but it was showing their underclothes.
Oh, yeah.
Why
oh,
also
yeah, it
do
is.
They have one of these big screens at the very top of a building where nobody Ooh. Is going to be able to see it unless you're in a building
James
across
Cameron,
the street?
James Cameron just said you just stole my stuff.
Yeah.
Right, Matt? guys, in the future, more drones. More drones in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at, why is Steven Seagal just there? Well,
just
He's the man, right?
He's the other channel, apparently. You get her and you get the Steven Seagal grinning channel.
What the hell are we doing with their heads? What is
I'm cleaning know. The streets.
We're in Lower East City.
Reminds me
denied. Get out.
What's
that guy's illiterate.
What's the Ubisoft game where their names appear by their heads?
Hacker
game.
It's the one, yeah, the hacker game, right.
Can't think
it's
of the
way
name.
More. Are they doing all the credits up front because no one will be here by the end? Is that the
Probably.
Philosophy?
Probably. Oh, what's the act. Game? This is some retrograde shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, thank goodness the future will be projected onto diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Bitcoins transferred.
Was that a 4K diamond?
Yeah. Bitcoin.
We're back to tiny screens, but they're on diamonds. Welcome to the future.
Bitcoin transfer complete. Oh, what is that? Come on.
It's Jumpcoin.
Uh-oh.
It's the new anchor.
Uh-oh. Wonder who that is.
No, that's not him. He's too
cool. Hitman is who that is.
It is Hitman.
Wow.
Good job.
He would have completely missed them with those shots.
The way the lights are coming through. Yeah.
Get your logic out of my movie.
You guys, this is directed by Titus Parr. Ever heard of that guy?
Titus Parr. Famous director.
Mm-hmm. Finally, we get the
middle name is Andronicus.
Oh, here we go. They're going to look weird for weird's sake.
Oh, yeah. Is it Blade? Man, they're stealing some Blade Runner over
they
here.
Really
stealing
are.
Some...
Like, in the future, we'll all have eye patches.
Mm-hmm. T2s.
Yep. Yeah. This room, this like
has to be him. This has to be him.
There's Hitman.
Nope.
That's your Hitman.
I'm so sad.
Good old Hitman.
Lauer with even less hair.
Oh, there's a secret message. Oh, this guy just left a porn set. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a guy with a full head of hair who just shaves it all.
Why? Because he looks like he needs to take a nap, Scott. Is that why?
Yeah.
Apparently, the fascist haircut is still a popular thing in 15 years.
People are into it.
I'm the real president.
This is a pirate broadcast.
Right, exactly. I'm going to put that in my top list. All right. They won't know as pirate unless we put it on there.
And apparently we can also make a call from this giant wall TV.
Yeah, and did you see it had... What the hell was that? Did you see opening that the... that's not how that works. That would have shattered that bottle. Anyway, look, there's an explorer button at the bottom. Bottom...
we can legend an explorer. Yeah. Love and it also, we can adjust our Wi-Fi. This is great.
See, look at that little
E. We need six icons. You, come up with an icon.
And it's like, Yeah, I guess it's Edge, isn't it?
Go click that and it takes you to Bing.
That guy's a little bit like Gary Cole on the TV there.
This is really just
a little
bad. Bit. It's so bad. Look at these people.
Did you know there's a poor man's Gary Cole? That's weird.
These people are just know Titus, somebody's mom's friend.
So what we're supposed to get out of that scene is that there's a slow motion party going on, but nobody's seeing the pirate broadcast on.
Yeah,
this correct. Week, tonight. Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, all right. We've passed
the postage stamp with the instructions on
yep.
it.
Mm-hmm.
All if right. he goes to a Chinese noodle place and
everything,
oh,
everything,
of course, strip club. Yeah.
Did y'all notice in the streets that everything was labeled generically? Casino.
Casino.
Bar.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Seriously, this is such a loud movie. I've got the volume down to like 5% at this point.
Well, up till now, it wasn't that loud, but suddenly it's out of control.
It's a rave, Randy.
He really
oh,
is.
No.
He really is. He really is Hitman.
Guttural voice.
Okay, but if you're a cocktail waitress and you walk directly across the dance floor, you're gonna get bumped. Nobody would do that.
Right.
I'm glad to see those 80s blind shades are back. Those are cool.
Well, hula hoops, they're big again.
Yeah, guys, weren't punk rockers in the 80s so weird looking? Let's have them in the future.
Yeah, they're gonna come back.
Soft Japanese
they always,
music.
Yeah, they always mix in the Asian
that's a white
future.
Girl. That's a white girl.
Well, it's because they think...
Maybe a white guy.
The theory is done away that one day it's all China and we're just part of the extended culture at that point. It's like, who did this? Firefly did this.
Firefly, Big Hero 6, Blade Runner.
All of them.
All of them.
And they're probably right.
Oh, that's his beard. I thought that was his chest hairs.
Well, it's kind of... That's the continuation.
They're one and the same.
They've grown together.
Okay. Why is she doing interpretive dance? It's like Napoleon Dynamite style.
I think she's telling the person on second
we
base.
We rule the world.
Card.
Right.
Got Tone Loke's older brother there.
Elder Loke.
What do you have? Poor man's Tone Loke.
Yeah, poor man's. That's another weird idea.
That's really a poor man's Tone Loke. Like,
yeah,
the poorest man's Tone Loke. Yeah. Who's this fish man?
He does like a fish man. You're right. He's got that.
So that's the president who was on the pirate broadcast, right?
Yeah. Yes. This guy was.
Mm-hmm.
Vogue.
Strike a pose.
The lady. My favorite shot in the bathroom was the lady who was just straight up taking a dump.
Yep.
Someone had to make that all sexist sign. So why have a sign at all if everybody can go to the bathroom?
I need the shitter.
I think I'm preparing for what's going to gross out Scott the most.
Yep. Yep. Here we go.
What is denied to come into that bathroom if they have male, female, and nothing?
Other.
Mm-hmm. Other.
It's like, what else is there? What was that show where they had a unisex bathroom?
Ally McBeal.
Ally McBeal, yeah.
Yeah, but that was just like, they had everything on the door.
Well, usually you'd shut the... Even in a unisex bathroom, you're supposed to shut the damn door.
Mm-hmm.
These people didn't get the memo. I'm Steven Seagal, and I think we need to have a black president because I hate the one we have right now while this movie's being made. I hate him. So let's get a dirty...
This is 2016, right?
Yeah, but it was made in like... Well, even that.
I doubt it. It was probably made 5 days before it was...
uploaded to the Netflix servers.
Oh, is that a mole or a zit? I want to pop it.
I said ring, right?
Probably should have that looked at.
No, that's a mole, dude. Look at that thing. Just want to pinch it.
Getting
it could be a stud.
Don't you want to walk up? Just go grab it and just
squeeze.
Yeah, that's gross.
Uh-oh. Oh, I thought she was going to strangle him.
I did too.
Oh, she is. Just give it a moment.
Yeah. Oh, what is this shit?
Oh, no, we have industrial music.
Oh,
yeah.
Different
club?
Nine Inch Nails, maybe?
I like some industrial in my life sometimes.
The strip club is now slowed down. It's now a slow motion strip club.
Yep.
Hitman is still wandering around.
We got the bathroom gun.
Got the bathroom gun.
Bathroom gun.
Well, that was convenient.
He shot henchman. Hitman shot henchman. Henchman.
Henchman.
henchman.
He leaves a lot of doors open behind him. That's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like he would have been
not really a cover his tracks kind of guy.
End scene.
I'm the president.
So
the president of the pirates.
I'm peeing in this pool.
Ugh. She wears all the things. Poor man's Electra.
Trope.
Wow, he's just, you know, dictating.
Yep.
Well,
who's going to kill him first?
Yeah, who do you think he's after, her or him?
He's after that president, whatever that is.
Pirate president.
This is some Hitman ripoff, dude.
It is. It's...
Has that ever worked? Don't shoot, don't shoot! Oh,
right. Oh, never okay, mind. Sorry. Yes, you're right. Thanks for snapping me out of that.
This is so shitty.
Yeah.
He really did not need to do the cross-arm shot because he only shot one gun.
The director is way caught up on Hitman here.
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen John Wick? Do some of that stuff, too.
Yeah, this is very...
Guys, I just played this new really cool video game.
It's really good. I showed it to Vladimir Putin.
He said, here's some rubles.
Yeah.
I think we are starting to understand why Seagal only got an and credit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's barely
do it on top of his head. Do it on top of his head.
What the hell?
You don't have to sneak in.
You need two guns? What's the point?
Hi.
I'm cosplaying as Amy Winehouse.
He can't hold those guns very still.
Oh, yeah, it is a mole.
I know you from the time we wrestled under a bed sheet. Yeah.
I'm just going to use one gun on you.
Nope. Nothing.
Don't look up, though. Oh shit!
Oh, snap.
A gun?
Yeah. What is this? There's now poo in the water.
All right.
We got a floater.
He's like the most indecisive hitman ever.
Yeah. He is. He's so conflicted.
Yeah, I'm not
It's
impressed.
Incredible how fast she went from kimono outfit to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
He went straight to the nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see vape isn't taking on in the future.
Why is he all...
I'm serious. Knowing what I know about Seagal and his, you know, his shit, I really think he's doing like an Obama thing here. Not just because
this is like fanfic where he gets to kill Obama. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, that guy's knuckles really badly chewed up. Just noticed that.
Oh, is that from fighting?
Nope.
That's just what he does at night.
I do a lot of
chooses knuckles.
He keeps tugging. Yep.
I do a lot of yard work. Mm. Don't stand up. I don't need that. Man.
Sit down.
Yeah.
You're gonna shoot me. Shoot me in the winky.
The beginning. Hey, candle that burns twice as bright burns half as long.
Okay.
All right. He's down.
That was longer than it needed to be.
Pounding soundscape.
That's just
I've already killed you one time.
Dead.
You've already died.
You're a ghost.
Notice he keeps pointing at her chest. He's not going to shoot her in the face. He's going to shoot her in the boobs.
Yeah, eyes up here.
Right. Yeah.
Forehead up here.
Forehead up here. So he just leaves. No words said.
She's going to stab you with that needle.
So I'm guessing she's also a hit person. Oh, what
I
the
wish
phone?
I would come in and do my job.
What
future phone? Future
That's
phone.
Stupid.
Call activated on my future phone.
LED future phone.
Beep, boop, beep.
All right, very now, hard to play apps because the screen is mostly opaque.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that Seagal? No, still bald guy.
Still Hitman.
I don't know if we're ever going to see him.
No. Hitman. I think all we're just going to see is him grinning on a television on top of a building. All right, let's see a smart home tech.
I don't know. How smart can a home be when the floor is made of concrete?
Oh, I see the Steven Seagal channel is still on.
Yeah. What? Why? What is this?
It is so stupid.
Oh, wow. Okay, Siri, very Siri, Illuminati smart home.
Yeah, Siri blinks at you while talking.
It's the freaking Mason's Echo. What?
Is there any smart device that blinks a light at you while talking?
No, that would be, I mean, you know,
your Echo
will have a little blue light.
Yeah.
Why do really bad filmmakers think that's ever going to be a thing?
I don't know. Mm.
Well, they have to show, if they just show a little black box sitting there and hear a woman's voice, they don't think the audience is going to understand, oh, it's that black box making the noise.
Well, plus I would argue that the reason that the Echo and the new HomePod, and there was something else coming, or the Google one, they all have some light stuff happening, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's because it's out of any necessity. I think it is out of pure movie factor.
Feedback, like, just feedback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're just saying, oh, wouldn't it be cool? Sure. I think a lot of that stuff is based on what they've seen, not what they need.
Yeah.
That's some fake blood. Really poorly made. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a real shame. Maybe you should have talked to her while you were there, you jackass.
Yeah.
Like, what is the... Oh,
maybe he's a mute.
Scenes.
That's a possibility.
Oh, interesting.
I hate shower scenes where someone's in there because they just... Oh, I need to see his scars. Yeah, and his tattoos and just how messed up he is.
But how else do you convey that?
You know, no soap, no body lotion, no nothing. Just, you know... I'm just going to sit in here and waste water.
Put on the same clothes I had on before. What the hell?
Cool.
I point at the wall.
Huh. State Farm apparently still a thing.
Yep. Everything is generically labeled. What is that all about?
And I guess you have to arrange them in your fridge with all the labels pointing forward.
Yep. Beer.
I don't know.
They print that label on a label printer. Like, literally.
Yes.
I really like beer brand beer. I'm not so keen on olives brand olives.
Right. Right.
You want beer? We have beer.
Oh, this is so...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
This is so bad. Look at that dumb thing.
I totally 3D printed that thing a week ago.
Yeah. That's the new Alexa.
That's the hot new cosplay this year. Someone's going to dress up like that thing. Oh,
Poor man's Johnny Knoxville.
Still not there.
Wow. Is this an alternate future where cigarettes just make it, don't cause cancer?
Or maybe
it's
poor
an
man.
Alternate future where we don't have Steven Seagal, apparently.
Yeah.
I got to fix that one. That's poor man's Benicio del Toro.
Oh,
that is.
Yeah, it's a better call. Very poor, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who lit these candles?
Why did they blow out? Because
maybe even poor man's John Travolta.
I say Dan Aykroyd.
It is impressive how much this movie is not telling a story.
going out of their way not to give us
that. That is what's his face, isn't it? The guy from Kindergarten Cop and all those movies from the 80s?
Oh, Paré? Not Michael Paré.
No.
I know who you're talking about, though, yeah.
I could look it up.
Is that not him?
I'm going to look it up.
He looks a lot like him.
He talks like this.
Like he was the... Wasn't he the... Not head of the dojo in Karate Kid, but...
Right.
No, it looks like that same guy.
By the way, there's no way in hell these are Netflix productions. I just want to put that out there. They would never associate their name with it.
This actor is named Richard Tyson. He was in Kindergarten Cop, but okay. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Has a 3.3 on IMDb.
The lozenge is apparently what he needs.
Right. Yeah.
Richard Tyson.
Any celestial seasonings to you? My throat is still sore.
He's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I've never seen an actor do more work.
Yeah, he's like, all kinds of things.
Do more work and be so unknown.
Yeah.
He's in Black Hawk Down and Battlefield Earth, the other shit movie the worst.
Oh, wow.
Something about Mary, Kindergarten Cop. Whole bunch of really bad stuff. You should see his post-production list. What the hell?
Huh.
Everything's in post-production, and I mean like 30 things. And they're all called...
And he's trembling.
Yeah, at some at some point, he's not doing real movies anymore.
You know, I would have probably...
Is it standard practice for the SWAT team to only like take one step in front of each other and then another step in front of each other? And
yeah, this is all true. Yeah.
Guys, get in the flying V formation.
Steven Seagal's a pro.
Is he fishing to go Professor X on us? Oh. This shirt is too tight.
My testicles hurt. Is he moving his mouth?
He's not. That's what's so funny about it. He's like, I have a lot of Botox. I mean, a lot.
A ton.
Yeah. Alfred, yeah, bring half of my face. Pretty much dead.
I haven't had a good acting job since There's Something About Mary. Oh, who would have saw it coming?
Human Shield.
Human Shield.
Wow. Like six of them there, and none of them, like, are they?
These are stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Boy, these bots have terrible AI.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have Kylo Ren's helmet without the silver grill.
What? Oh, but she shot him easily with one dart.
Is it the lady from before?
Of course.
Was it? We don't know.
Geisha Cholo?
Yeah.
We're not meant to know.
That seems like a very inefficient building.
Oh!
Hey, there he is!
Yay!
There's our favorite Russian.
Those are red glasses.
What is the deal with that? I don't think it's just a bad dye job on that goatee. I think he added like prosthetic hair to it. It's like a merkin.
Have you ever seen a tribble attach itself to a face? Look at it.
I'm eating a hairy donut right now.
It's hard to imagine what the dye is, because it's not just
shoe polish.
Yeah, it's not just regular hair dye.
It looks like it's like having an allergic reaction to his face.
Making him a little puffy.
I hate the trope of there's a naked Asian lady in the room all the time with me. I hate that one.
Sure.
Or do you wish it was a trope that was true?
Well,
that's poor man's Tia Carrera, by the way.
No.
Yep, and poor man Steven Seagal.
Look.
Yeah, this is the poor man Steven Seagal, everybody.
I'll keep the water warm for you by peeing in it.
I'm eating a very hairy donut is my favorite thing I've heard today.
Poor man's Val Kilmer.
How much money does
he
have? Right? Give me the word.
I hate him.
I hate him.
I hate him so much.
See? Huh?
Is Seagal kind of fat? Is he fat now?
Oh absolutely.
Totally fat. What we're seeing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ain't muscle, brother.
Steven Seagirth?
Steven Seagirth.
Seagirth.
He's part of the Girther movement.
That's for sure. I love that one of the bits of trivia about Seagal currently is that he's banned from the Ukraine. I don't know why. It's just like, what do you have to do to get banned from some Eastern European country? That's just weird.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, he lives in Russia. He hates anything that isn't the current administration. Mm. Why people still listen to him, I don't know.
No one does. He exists to be made fun of at this point.
He was on some Fox show to talk in politics the other day. I'm like, why is he on here?
Yeah, right.
Steven Seagal has been nominated for 9 Razzie Awards. He won in 1995 for On Deadly Ground.
That was a good one.
That was one of his last like legit ones, though.
Right. Like,
that's the thing.
Budget.
The Raspberry Awards only count like movies above a certain line.
It has to be well known.
Yeah. And he hasn't made any, you know, like actual good feature film in a while.
I'm going to say since Under Siege for me. Under Siege is a great movie, but not Under because Siege of him.
Under Siege 2?
2 is not good. 2 is okay.
It's got Heigl in it, doesn't it?
Oh, listen to these movies he's making. Cyborg Nemesis, The Dark Rift.
Everything you need to know about this is in the title.
Like, yep, yep. He's only been in 57 kind of movies. That's surprising.
He does not know how to shake hands.
No,
he
this just is like his come. Whole thing. Yeah. He's just
I'm
using
never going
these...
to remember the secret handshake, Steven.
Right.
It's, well, and it's such nonsense. Just pull your hand back.
Right.
Like, absolutely nonsense.
I feel completely trapped.
Although I promise you we will see finger jitsu again in this movie.
Holy shit, those things on his head? I have a pair of those. They're retail. You buy them at CVS.
Yeah. Right, the muscle thing, right?
Yeah, it's that's like all that is. That's low budget, dude. Go down to the CVS and pick up a couple of those electrode-looking things. We need to make a movie.
This is super sharp. Don't touch it.
We're going to use this to remove the mole.
Yeah!
This is part of my mole removal plan.
He really scared poor man's Tom Berenger there.
He did.
Every one of these poor man's for him have been on point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the title.
Wait. Hitman was the perfect weapon?
Yeah, I think
not Seagal?
He was like a son to him.
Wow.
What's happening?
That's back when they were together. Flashback. Yeah.
That's how you defeat a man with a sword. Ooh. You just kick him. And when you kick someone in the chest, their mouth bleeds.
Yeah, the whole right.
That used to happen a lot in martial arts films. Ooh, was that CG?
Yeah, they CG'd his old face on there, his young face.
Mm-hmm. This is the whisperiest movie I've ever watched.
Yes. You know what's weird? Seagal is not the worst actor ever. He just needs to be surrounded by good actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Under Siege 2 or 1.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, relative. So the difference here between that first fight is he had a goatee and the same age. Seagal kicked him in the chest, but was 20. I don't
younger.
Get it.
Right. And with no goatee. Did you notice he kicked him so hard the goatee jumped onto his face?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
He kicked the goatee right onto his face.
Dirty walls.
Another poorly lit hospital.
That's inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's got some sweet eyeliner on.
No, the exit's behind you.
All right, we're back to the bathroom. Another bathroom.
Unzipping, urinating.
Bathroom is lit better than the rest of the hospital. That's weird.
I'm glad to see plastic pants are still plants are still a thing in ficus. Bathroom ficuses.
Yep.
Ficai.
Hey, it's poor man's guy that played
Candy James Hong.
No.
I just want to take a poo.
Uh-oh.
Wow, it's like
big gun.
Were they all just coming in one at a time? That's like the busy hour at the bathroom.
I'm sorry, but 50
that
caliber
would go
bullets.
Right through him. Yes.
Yes. Those are huge bullets. They would be going right through the whole building.
Yep.
Yep. Pew, pew, pew.
All right. Is this poor man's Eric Roberts, maybe?
Mm. That poor man.
Great trigger discipline.
Poor man Joseph Fiennes.
All right. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he hit the flusher. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Nope. He's in the other one.
What the hell angle was that? That was bad.
Oh, those chewed up knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
You ever chew your knuckles?
Maybe he drags them.
Do we know the story yet? What's the story?
Well, he's the perfect weapon.
He's the perfect weapon.
Steven Seagal is trying to...
The state is horribly treacherous and falling apart.
Okay. Steven Seagal is ex-mentor, now head of some dark cabal.
Mm-hmm. And 90s, owner, proud 90s, owner of Krispy Kreme donuts.
90s suit styles are back.
Bathroom fights always seem the same.
What?
Just me?
That mirror broke before he hit it.
Yep. Yeah. And I don't even think it broke. I think that's. I think it changed. I think it's actually like a cut in the film, and they put some other background on there. I don't think it's.
Stab. Ah.
Oh.
Oh shit.
I'll use another one. Thank you.
Why is everybody just marching in one at a time into the bathroom here? Okay.
And she doesn't hear any of that before she rounds the corner and sees it?
Yeah, she was grinning, dude.
I oh, thought somebody got to go to the bathroom.
I've got a 12 o'clock meeting, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy. That just happened.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I'm down with that.
You know, blood can't wait to get out of the eye. I mean, it's like, as soon as you stab it, it's just like...
It's like a grape.
It's always just sitting there waiting to get out.
Right. It's like, I gotta get out! It's like a cat when you're trying to open the door. To the knees, do it.
You know, guys, we're gonna make a movie, and it's gonna have lots of action. We're not gonna explain the action because people don't care. They don't care why the action's happening.
You know, it's kind of true though.
They just want lots of fighting.
I feel like cattle prods. Wow. I feel like I want to own a cattle prod.
I feel like I do too. I've always felt that way.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
what are you gonna do, like?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, ooh. There's a lot of eye gore. More eye gore.
Yeah.
Than
kind
of known.
But what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that hot shot, Brian? Are you going to, like, walk around and zap trees or something? What's the...
Well, Tristan better keep up with the dishes. I'll say that.
Right. Neighbor's dogs.
Oh!
Bad one. Okay, folks. We're just... friends watching along with us, we're just finding out this is a really gory movie.
Yeah. I love it, though.
We
I mean,
didn't
this
know.
Is, so there you go. There's another list of things I can do with my cattle prod, apparently, Randy. Right. Put it in the guy's mouth and his head will explode.
What guy? Like, who in your life do you need to do this to?
Yeah. I haven't seen ridiculous murder like that, like, since the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just senseless, crazy. Love
Object.
It.
Human.
Human. Former agent.
I want to. That's my job. I want to be heads up display maker guy.
Right.
Movie okay. Heads up display maker.
Surprises guns not labeled gun.
Gun brand gun. It's in his gun brand gun cabinet.
Oh my gosh. You guys, they just used a track you get for free with GarageBand to do the surprise sound.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I heard that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, so wait, we're still in flashback.
No?
Yeah, because she's the geisha cholo.
Yeah, but they picked her up too, right?
Why did he go into a sealed room?
Hi.
So they can have the worst padded, sex scene of all time. Yeah. Mm.
And dirty.
And you've got a nice porthole.
That porthole looks like the thing that what's his name looked through during.
You have a nice porthole.
Firing your porthole.
That was the worst. How do you keep your porthole so shiny and clean?
It's like the thing that what's his name got stuck in Bill and or not Bill and Ted, the beer one.
Strange Brew.
Strange Brew. It's like that in there.
Okay, yeah. So this is current. She was captured by them and.
I have a hole in my back where I got stabbed.
She's got a great tan for living in the future where nothing's lit.
Yeah, there is no sun.
And a pit tattoo. Good choice.
No, pit?
Yeah, she had a tattoo right in her armpit.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was like of the comic character.
No.
A tattoo in your pit is a bad place, dude. It would hurt like a smart. Mother. Stay with me.
Nope.
All I have is this green juice. Somebody, I bought at Smith's.
Somebody's put all of these empty canisters and bottles into this.
All we have is witch hazel.
Containers from the container store in here. Hold on.
We're really glad
sure one of these IKEA cabinets has exactly what we need.
We're really thankful the 7-Eleven let us use their drink aisle.
In case you missed it, she just took a biohazard something and stick it in them. Go ahead.
I don't understand. Okay, so what... I need explanations. That where are we? What is poor man's Allison Sweeney doing in that room? How does she know what else is here? Like,
why can't you afford the real Allison Sweeney?
He looks like John Hamm a little. Mm. Can you see it?
I can see that.
A little John Hamm with no hair.
Sure.
A little John Hamm with no hair.
Yeah, I'd like a little John Hamm with no hair, please. Thank you.
Kind of looks silly when you just have your shirt just down on your arms. Like,
yeah.
You know, you could take it off the rest of the way, or you could put it, you know, just lift up the back to fix them.
I don't want anybody to see my scars. Get off me. No time for sex. The alarm's going off.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
No smoking.
Don't smoke in the hazardous IKEA room.
Because it's a problem again.
Get us the skull caps. Run.
Oh, wow. And there's a lot of them.
Boy, she is a great shot, and they are the worst.
Exactly.
Man. Who brought in Cobra?
Maybe she's the perfect weapon.
Oh, hey, there's a twist. I like where your head's at.
If he's so perfect, how come he has scars?
Right.
Hitman here is played by Johnny Messner, who hasn't done much, but his credits include three consecutive films called Weaponized, Decommissioned, and Condemned.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's pretty amazing.
He loves those past tense adjectives.
Yeah.
Or past tense verbs, I guess.
What do we know him from?
It's hard.
He's been in a lot of stuff, but it's very small parts in these other things.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe
Apparently
Renegades.
We know her from Fuller House and Blue Crush 2.
Oh, really? First of all, I didn't know those were Blue Crush 2. Got some now.
This time it's personal. The wave strikes back.
Truck. He's driving truck brand truck.
He's also in something called The Baron Trump Adventures, playing Queen Galaxa.
I'm sorry. Did you say Baron Trump?
Yep.
The Baron Trump Adventures.
Wow.
Okay, wait. I'm still not certain.
I don't know. I don't know what this is.
That I understand. How can there be something called The Baron Trump Adventures? That's the name of an actual person, right?
Right. Yeah, yes.
11-year-old, 12-year-old kid.
Whoa, she's doing gymnastics.
Comedy short.
It's definitely not her. Oh my
lord. He told her to come on.
This is some
shit. Like she can see him.
Come on. Come on, get in the car.
You guys, this is so bad.
I'm speechless. Like,
yeah, I don't have anything to say.
Again, we are now hours into this movie, and it has not told us any stories.
Yeah, we don't know what's happening. We're almost halfway through, and we don't know any story.
Well, partially because we've been talking through it, and partially because it's dumb.
And the director. Okay, apparently... there was an Indiegogo to raise money for this thing called The Baron Trump Adventures. It's a revival of an 1860s children's book or something.
Oh,
I don't know how much of this is genuine.
But it's making fun of Baron Trump somehow?
It may not be making fun of it at all. It might be pro. It might be okay. Just like, here's little boy Trump on his adventures. Whee!
Maybe it has nothing to do with Trump at all.
No. Yeah.
What's the Indiegogo say?
It says no. We've made a horrible decision.
It sent me to a YouTube site for the video where. Checking out my Indiegogo.
Oh, here it is. It's on Snopes. Is Baron Trump's Marvelous Underground Journey a real book from the 1980s? Mostly true, it says. Two books from the 1980s contain seemingly eerie connections to modern politics. There was a book called. Oh, yeah, this is real.
This music is great.
That blows my mind.
Wow. Maybe Melania made up the name, you know, like, and had heard the name before.
Yeah, 1890s.
There's beer building and casino building.
We're heading down to casino.
They're basically just emoji or icons.
Yeah. I want casino shirt. So wow. Listen to this.
The book predicts, here's a dark moment for you. The book predicts, most importantly, that socialists and anarchists will start rioting in New York City from November 3rd and that Trump is the last president, meaning this character, but I don't like this. Wow. F that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I think I'm back.
I'm back.
Now I can finally talk.
I look a little like John Hamm. Do with that what you must.
Wow, we've really barely gotten any Steven Seagal in the Steven Seagal movie.
Yeah, he's on the poster too. The biggest picture on the poster is him.
And I think that just is to this movie's benefit.
How do you have a junk drawer that just has a gun in it?
He's got one in toilets. He's got one.
You know, every time I pull a knife out of my little knife block, it's never the big one.
Nope.
It's always a little. Oh, really? That's all I ever use, really, is the big one. I feel like I've got like four knives in that thing I never use because I only ever use the big knife.
I never use the one that's got the blade on backwards because I always cut myself with it. Every time.
Yeah.
It's clear. Let's make. Let's put our filthy.
Oh no!
Oh, what?
Oh.
Why does it move? Okay.
TV music.
Oh, you know, Future's never going to send you a new one of those. By the way.
Right.
Right. And now we can't even watch TV. Thanks.
Yeah.
Great. So what are we going to do? Maybe make love on this big couch?
Yeah.
Nice GE fridge.
Mm-hmm. Well, here we go.
Should have been Frigidaire, if you know what I mean.
What are they, the freaking Best Western? What is this?
Beds. I hate beds. Time to flip the mattress?
No. Nope, it's he's got a his underwater sweater storage. Also available from IKEA.
This is the most Hitman ripoff thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. Secret. It's probably his own collection.
Oh, here we go. And I'm guessing a shower scene.
Now he looks like a poor man's Vin Diesel.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Shower scene.
He's thinking, You know,
I wonder if she's naked in there.
Oh, what I have in this drawer. Oh, yeah, this is the drawer where I only keep one necklace.
That's right. Not the gun. This isn't the gun drawer. Or maybe they're all gun drawers, and this one's weird because it has a necklace in it.
Mm. Good point.
That's how I'd look.
Just let me look in my drawer for a minute.
Yeah, this is where I store the Eye of Agamotto.
But we can't say that. We'll get sued.
Right.
She didn't. She still looks dirty.
You're broken and flawed, but I slowly am surprisingly am drawn to you.
Oh, jeez. This is going to kill me, isn't it? This is going to be the most drawn out bullshit moment of any movie.
I did not shoot him. I did not.
She does look dirty.
I treat you like a princess.
It's so. She came out of the shower with eye makeup and lipstick on.
Mm-hmm. She didn't. I'm telling you, she didn't bathe. She's still dirty. She just stood in there and washed her feet off or something.
She has suntan stuff on.
Maybe it's a shower that blows eye makeup onto you. Have you thought of that?
the new Revlon shower.
In the future, mascara is put on automatically.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm seriously.
This is a good choice for film sack, though.
Man, no, it's perfect for this, but I feel bad for I feel bad for anyone who ran into this thinking they were gonna get a movie, you know, like if they just randomly are on Netflix. Oh, I like Steven Seagal. Let's check this out.
Well, they get what they deserve.
Power down.
She looks like what's her name from American Pie?
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Tara? Tara. Tara?
Tara.
Let's doesn't matter. The whole thing. Oh, it's a mole.
Yep, mole. Didn't wash off.
No, get into the dermatologist. Get that piece of thing burned off. You don't need it.
Look, you keep your mole. If you're proud of your mole, keep your mole.
Yeah, I've got so many moles, man. The last thing I need is somebody poking out a mole.
Or get a stud, like a pearl stud for the other side, and go symmetrical.
There you go.
But make the stud like a flesh colored little nub.
Yeah, flesh colored little nub stud. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nub stud.
Or put a tiny tattoo face on it. That's what I do. Little tiny grinning face. Okay.
Let's talk about our feelings.
I'm looking at story synopsis on Wikipedia, and this isn't helping.
No, it's also the wrong movie. Oh, I don't think there's not a story synopsis the wrong for movie. This one.
Yeah. It is the wrong one.
Because I tried to do the same thing.
Hold on. Where can I get a better...
IMDb has about a sentence.
It's not the so distant future. Society is controlled by the powerful state and a dictator That's known the as the one. Director. Well, he's called the dictator. Anyway, Condor works for a hitman for the state, but a reunion with someone he thought was dead forces him to consider who his enemies really are. So he worked for them? He must have worked for... I don't know. Oh, we're in the shower again.
Oh, by the way, Sasha Jackson's IMDb bio is fantastic. British actress Sasha Jackson is primarily based in Los Angeles and travels worldwide for work commitments. Sasha has an EB1 green card in recognition of her talent and body of work. So she's available for hire, everybody.
Okay. It sounds like a resume.
Her schedule's wide open.
That's a good CV.
She's had intensive one-to-one dialect coaching with the master of voices, Bob Corf, which has given her a U.S. accent that is widely regarded among the casting community as flawless.
Really?
Yes.
What casting community? The one that got her this piece of shit?
She has also perfected numerous other accents and is a skilled mimic. I'm a skilled mimic.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, we...
Oh, TV's back on.
Oh.
I've been waiting for boobies.
Oh, and apparently it's not more than a TV. It's a webcam.
Right.
It's a poor man's Ray Donovan.
Yeah. Porn watches you.
Whoa, it's a freaking Zarya gun coming out. That thing's pretty cool.
Oh.
Done on your face. He probably still has a bone. He probably has a boner. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh. The last position I want to be in right now.
I think you broke it. You broke my wiener. Did he wake up in there?
Yes, he just woke up underwater.
Is that a toilet?
Nope, it's a fish aquarium.
Right. Where'd you put my fish?
Oh, we got the whole Lethal Weapon set up here. We've got the chains and the hanging torn plastic wrap and a single solitary light above the victim.
And in walks the meanest Amish man.
Yeah, no kidding. It's 4:30, time for milking.
I feel like we've seen this guy. Who is he?
Are we supposed to know him in the story, even?
No, I don't think we've seen him in the movie. He was just on TV, but is he he must be the interrogator. He was in Commando, The Road Warrior, Inner Space, and Weird Science. He's might be the...
It might be Road Warrior that I'm recognizing his face.
He was Wes in Road Warrior. I don't remember. Oh! Like the guy who hangs off the front of the car at the end. Yeah. Like the main...
Yep.
Yeah!
Not the guy who said... Or is it the guy that went, we just want to... Go, what does he say?
No, he's the guy. I don't think you ever even hear him. Well, if you hear him talk, it's not very much, but he's got the mohawk and everything.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Wes. Oh, the actor's name is Vernon Wells.
Vernon Wells. Oh, he's in a ton of 80s shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Wes. Yeah, that's why he's familiar. That's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I need to watch Road Warrior again.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I need, it's another viewing of a Mad Max film.
Just another viewing of a different Mad Max film, I think, is.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so much. It's just so good that it's hard to go back.
Yeah.
He's Australian, right?
He is, yep.
I'm going to take off your testicle.
Because you only have one singular.
Oh, which one will it be?
Me.
Wow.
With John Hamm is uncomfortable.
Sorry, folks. This movie is gory. We just found out. So another thing where I haven't really been told much of a story is I don't really care. Like, I don't think of Hitman as the good guy. Right, you know, like,
so there's nobody here that I'm really rooting for.
Right. So does the torturer, does he have the rest of Steven Seagal's hair? Is he like the opposite? Because he has hair everywhere Steven Seagal doesn't.
Right. Yes.
He kind of reminds me of a poor man's Jack Palance.
Is this a tooth?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, that was on my foot. Gross.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. That thing's been taking toenails off. Don't put it in my mouth.
Slap sticks. Slap, slap, slap.
Bamboo training class.
Yep.
Who are these slap people? Bite. What's this?
We slap do this bite every time we go to Pier 1.
Do you? I bet you get kicked out a lot.
Daryl, I told you not to bring your iPad to class.
No iPads in this dojo. Smack.
Hold on, I'm watching a YouTube video about training. About martial arts training.
You guys, look at these kitty videos. They're hilarious. This is so shit.
Is he playing it on a loop?
That's what I'm wondering. He's like trying to channel Arnold Schwarzenegger. I found it.
Oh.
All that for that one little tooth?
It is Jack Palance in Tango and Cash, basically,
yeah,
right?
Kind of.
Like, by the way, he's got the same goatee as he does as in Road Warrior. Same exact goatee.
Doesn't have a goatee in Road Warrior. He's
not
the
goatee.
Only hair
the,
that is a,
what do you call it? The little thing in the middle. What do you call that? Soul patch.
Soul patch.
Oh yeah.
The little because right. He's got it painted red here in this movie.
Yes.
And he's got that same damn thing in this Road Warrior shot.
Can I say something? I sorry to those who have a soul patch. I hate soul patches.
What's the deal? How come?
I'm going to shave them off. I'm like, meh.
What's your deal Mrs. with those? Meh. Just not a fan?
Meh.
I have to look at the edge of this razor blade to make sure that it's sharp enough.
Oh shit, don't
lick
do that.
At the edge of...
Oh my gosh.
Well, but he didn't cut himself, so how good a razor blade can that be?
Right, right.
Yeah.
In the future.
Or is he just showing how, he's just showing how powerful his tongue is.
Maybe he's telling him it's not sharp at all. I'm about to shave you.
Ooh.
What? He said, don't say that word.
Jeez.
Don't be saying the words.
Yeah, don't. Here's my question for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. I've got.
Uh-oh.
SpaghettiOs.
Oh, no. With the little tiny razor blade, you're going to have to get way too up and close and personal.
Which tooth do you think they took out? Do you think he just
helped him? Back. I think it was like a back molar.
It may have been his wisdom teeth. He probably did him a favor.
And so I was going to say,
by the way,
this one has a cavity. I'm taking it out for you, buddy.
The tattoo on the hitman's right arm, I think, is level 2 from Metroid, the first Metroid game.
Oh, look at that.
You have to hop from each one of those onto...
to kill the boss, totally.
So it's on her nose!
It's... Yeah, the mole's on her... It was on her nose the whole time! I mean, I'm gonna... Let me give the movie a tiny piece
hilarious.
Of credit. Tiny piece of credit. This guy is kind of menacing.
Yeah.
In the right hands, the right director, you could do some stuff with this guy. But
Sure. But I think the goofy facial hair either needs to be solid color, weird shaving, or all there but weird color.
Yeah, I agree. He also needs to be hanging off the back of a semi.
Mm.
Jake was about to faint.
No, that wasn't a very easy gun to get out.
He made a face, too, like,
hold on, I know it's in here somewhere.
Right. I got this pack next to my junk.
Turn what off? Oh, camera.
The camera. You didn't say Alexa. I can't shoot it.
It still has a shaky hand. Dang it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying they could have put George Miller could have brought that guy back along with the Immortan Joe actor and had him in the movie.
By the way, hilarious. You just triggered my echo.
Yeah, oh, I did. Hilarious. Who did?
Yeah, you did when you said the name of the thing to turn off the camera.
Oh, I said it. Yeah. Wow. How did it hear me?
Yeah. How did it hear him?
Because I have the speakers on low. But they're right close to the microphone.
Oh, gotcha. Right. You're hearing us. Right.
Yeah. It's the way it's
Alexa, order Tide Pods.
I have not figured out all the stuff on this new mixer.
It's all good.
Wee. What's up with the fireworks? They explain the fireworks, why they're getting shot all the time.
Oh, happy Celebration Federation, everybody.
She doesn't look like she's being held at gunpoint at all. Mm-mm. Whoa. That's where'd you get all the stock footage and then mash it all up together?
Fireworks.
That's right.
You know, when you've got that much fireworks, you don't really have fireworks anymore. You know, it's that whole, like, if everyone's evil, no one is.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Background chatter. Wait, yeah, so he's a good guy then?
This is where it all happens.
He was a good guy the whole time? All right, Bill Murray.
I don't know how to apply lipstick very well.
I don't believe this accent thing. Her accent's coming out all over the place. I call bullshit on this.
But she's highly regarded, Scott.
I think that is horse shit. She just let it come out.
Well, this was before she became a certified mimic.
Oh.
I can't tell if she applied lipstick or if she just drank some cherry Kool-Aid and has that stained lower half of her face.
This is so bad. Like, I feel like I'm watching. When's the porn scene? Seriously.
It already happened?
Well, did it, though?
Well, you certainly don't get many cookies in these new Girl Scout cookie boxes.
No, it's not nearly what they used to be. There's a whole budget spent right there.
Poor man's Shannon Doherty.
Yep. Her eyes are too equal, though. If it was real Shannon Doherty, they'd be like level. 6 inches apart.
When you don't pay extra, you don't get Picasso eyes. That, by the way, that hologram seems like the most useless thing if you're planning a siege. Because what do you say? All right, we're going to go in right here. And your finger has to keep going around the thing. Like,
no, right here. Okay, wait. Wait, right here.
Until it comes around again.
No one thinks of this stuff
on the inside of the building too. It's all on the outside.
I loved the stuff they did with the 29 or the 2049 stuff in Blade Runner this year. I thought that was so great. All their interface stuff was super cool.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Felt old, but kind of new too.
Right.
Simply. Mm.
So they're talking about taking out the director, taking out Steven Seagal, right?
Yes, they want to assassinate Seagal. Oh, great. Someone's taking care of Nina.
Centaur blueprint.
I think the most disappointing thing about the movie is that Seagal himself is not the perfect weapon.
Yeah, right. That must have really been hard for him to name the movie The Perfect Weapon and have him not be the perfect weapon.
Yeah.
Well, and also, I don't know that we're really going to see him fight. We might see him do like some pushing people around or something, but this, I mean, we've gotten this far. We've only seen him like draw a blade or something.
Also, that elaborate 3D model did nothing for anyone.
No.
He could have shown a picture, said, there's the building.
Could have said, here's a photo of the building. Here's where we're going.
Yeah. What a waste of money. You had a moment there to actually have a cool effect, and you totally bungled it.
Remember when we almost had sex earlier?
See, I can hear her accent.
Promise me. Promise me. Governor.
Home. Nina sniffing. Dude, subtitles are the best.
What does he smell like?
Yeah. What does this guy smell like? Aqua velva and sweat.
Now, she's kissing him just after he's had teeth ripped out? Yep. Or?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Yep. Here you go. Gross. This is them making up for lost time now.
Yeah, and you're not going to touch me with those knuckles, by the way.
No.
Or his feet. His toe is gross now.
Right. Oh.
Everything about this.
Pull down our mesh 4077 netting. Soft music, and the light is like rocking back and forth because they're pounding.
If the light is a rocking, don't come a knocking.
And they're clothed.
Well, that dry humping session sure did it for me.
Levi Lovin, we used to call it back in my day. when I was a teenager, that's what the term was.
Everybody
called
Levi Lovin.
Levi Lovin.
It's my porn name.
Yeah, Levi Lovin's a great porn name. Her accent is, it was I want to go to her IMDb and call foul. Cronus.
That sounds delicious right now.
Who's Cronus?
Oh, he's got that guy, the guy who just walked in.
Yeah, but how do we know? How are we supposed to know Cronus?
We don't.
What the F is this?
Now he's going to be able to go BMXing.
Yeah, I was going to say. And he's like Mountain Dew logo on the back. And
right.
It's total like extreme bike. Okay, so
sponsored by Tony Hawk.
Oh, there we go. This is it. Now we might actually get somewhere.
What do you do with that little caterpillar section of your building?
Where he keeps his Asian naked lady. Buckrack. Buckrack.
I think we're going to need to do the scene again.
This is how he talks all the time, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is just him doing it in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, this is him talking to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. This is him talking on, he's a talking head on CNN one time, doing this. What you need to know. She should fart right now.
Right, yeah. That's how you, right then and there.
Well, there's
thunder rumbling.
I put this movie on my resume with that unflattering butt shot.
Yeah. I was paid money to be manhandled by Steven Seagal while he murmured some
gross
spa crap.
I'm really just a wax dummy.
Gross. Poor man's Dimenju Husan.
Digimon
Hugusan.
Hansu.
Digimon Hansu. It's not really Digimon, is it?
No. No, I wish you were saying like poor man's Daniel Kaluuya because that's so much easier.
Yeah, it is easier to say. Who plays the Falcon? That guy.
He's got a fun name like Artie or
yeah, it's a good name. He was just in the 8 Mile deal we just saw.
Yeah, right.
Now I gotta find it. It's gonna piss me off.
Anthony Mackie. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's great. I'm pretty excited about Michael B. Jordan as the bad guy in the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Movie. That movie looks great. I'm stoked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, he's in there, right?
Uh-huh.
He's the Black Panther man. This isn't even a good video game, let alone a movie.
What is
why are they walking so slowly?
Really?
If you're wearing black in order to not be seen at night, why would you wear a bright red hat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The armor. It does nothing.
Right.
You know what they need? They need this. Hold on. Where is it? They need this. There. Yeah.
They do.
Yep.
They do, yeah.
I love how the state intelligence agency shares residences with the Great Gatsby.
Yeah. That's very...
And apparently there's only one lit room in the whole building.
It's a little Blade Runner in that, too.
Oh.
That watch won't...
dumbest smartwatch. I can't look at a screen, but I need to look at something that's hovering 2 inches where a screen would be.
Yeah. Somehow projecting through my suit I'm wearing.
The future.
See, this is where it should happen. There it is.
And lots of, like, booms and baps.
Yeah. Oh, crackling.
Oh.
Yeah. When you
Man,
turn
sometimes
someone...
the sometimes the Netflix subtitles are a spoiler.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, it killed him.
Oh.
What else
it
could
looked like he just turned his head fast.
Right. Oh, there's some red rum going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
1, 6, 4,
oh,
3.
Oh man, suddenly there's a puzzle minigame?
Yeah.
You have to stop. I hate that. You're right outside the boss's room. Like, no, nope, puzzle time.
Deus Ex, Human Revolution. Uh-oh, first person.
Still there?
Yeah, Brian, Dunaway? No way, you there? He must have muted himself.
Or he's, just gave up. Like, I'm really proud of you right now, Brian Dunaway.
Sleep.
He's on the call, but what if I do this? Oh, now he's back.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
There he is. Yeah. Now we can hear you.
Yeah.
Did you fall asleep?
I've been talking for like the last 15 minutes, I guess.
Oh, no, we haven't heard a thing. Oh.
Nice. Yeah, I had a phone call coming in, and I muted, but I also turned my mixer down.
Oh.
And I didn't turn the mixer back up. I unmuted.
So, yeah, see, he's just going to do this shit that he always talks about in interviews.
Steven Seagal just defeated the perfect weapon by pushing him around.
Yeah.
Well, he got those acupressure points that I learned from Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
And they are trying so hard to not show his girth.
Yeah.
They didn't need to tell me glass was breaking. I could tell.
Steven Seagal has a blobby double.
Sit down, brother.
Have you seen the other part of my mustache?
He has a blobby double. And previously today, he had a double mocha.
I think it would be a fun trivia game to have audio from Steven Seagal interviews, political interviews, and audio from Steven Seagal monologues in movies.
See
if you can identify which is which.
That'd be great.
They're indistinguishable.
They really are.
I have a feeling he writes a lot of this dialogue.
Putin.
It's weird how in the future technology is so amazing, but it's still broken. Mm-hmm. Like it's
just they're
broken.
Using Skype.
Mm-hmm. Vladimir Putin.
Ugh. Ugh.
Oh no, she's betraying you too.
Tell you what's betraying her is that accent.
Wait a minute.
I'd like to point out that Scott just played a sound clip of a man saying a name, and that man is from Lansing, Michigan.
Yep. The Midwest. Ugh.
the Botox is making it hard for me to express my emotion. Though. Mm-hmm.
Would you do me a favor and push my eyelids down? I can't blink.
I can't blink myself, and I'm getting really dry over here.
Just splash some water in my eyes.
This isn't a twist.
Previously on The Killing or The Perfect Weapon.
Yeah. Director.
Oh, there's the British accent.
Yeah, horse shit.
The director.
What?
What?
It's his genius.
Off after everything you've done to him.
I'm so sad right now and happy.
He's got a little bit of what's his name from Goodfellas in him. His face.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta. Little Ray Liotta in there.
Without the eyeliner.
Poor guy. Poor man's, mind you.
Poor man's Ray Liotta.
I think we're making the case that all white men look alike.
We might be. I think this guy's just a uniquely many-faced man.
Man-y faces.
Oh, no. Oh, that pushed him over the edge.
Yeah, that was the end.
Yeah.
Forget about getting your wiener snipped or your teeth pulled out. This is the real torture.
Yeah.
A heartache hurts the worst.
Finish your sentence. Finish? Finish is what I meant. Not finish.
Oh, finish your finish.
So long.
This should be called Creepy Old Dudes Touching Young Ladies.
Ew, ew, ew.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're dead and you're dead.
Wait, what? Oh, he does not have a good stare run.
I'm just holding there long enough to see that little exchange.
That was a bad stare run.
Oh, is it done?
Right.
Sorry, I don't know why I thought that was funny.
It was funny.
Because there's so little else in this movie that is.
I'm just watching you on Skype.
I can't believe his name is Cronus. He's like from space.
Another better title for this movie would have been Cronus is Dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Dead? Yes, dead.
Dead.
I did.
Peephole?
Accent is that?
He's got a little bit of Bill Murray circa Scrooged look to him, too. The hair.
Sure.
He's it?
I was thinking James Garner. More James Garner.
Oh, totally James. God, this guy, seriously, he's an amalgam.
Uh-oh.
Oh, right into the... Right into the...
Oh, good thing we laid down this plastic tarp. Oh.
Ow. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Up again
but
with
you
the...
You betrayed me, too, with that accent.
That's right.
Hi.
So now she's full English. Nope, now she switches back.
Now she's doing Australian. Now she's speaking Klingon.
Is that Dothraki?
Yeah, she's doing some Dothraki.
I've grown to love you.
Do you think my eyes are too close together?
This is real. You've had your noodle in my Jim Jam. That makes us together.
And now it's over.
You need to take that scotch tape off the suit before you take it back.
Yeah, I saw that.
His name is Axon. I don't know if you guys ever heard that.
Oh, yeah. Earlier.
It's
oh,
a
yeah.
shit
Cronus
name.
And Axon.
It's a shit name.
Shit.
Shit.
Oh.
Oh.
Right into the beak. Now he's alone again.
I guess he... So she was the perfect weapon. Right?
I don't think Katana that we saw half an hour ago was the perfect weapon.
Fine.
Not since her work on American Pie 2 have we seen such...
My perfect shot broke the clasp on the back of your neck.
So now we're going to go find out that Seagal's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah. That's he never killed. Like, the director just showed him the truth. And
I think now the deal now is that Seagal's like the hero now, right? Like, he turns out he's the good guy the whole time.
Duh. But really, all he is a guru. Like,
would you like a glass of Carnation instant breakfast? That's all I drink here.
I mix it really good so there aren't the, balls of it that break into like a little puff and eat it.
A little powder ball.
But he would say it like
this is the worst part of Carnation Instant Breakfast. It, like, you have to stir it three times as long as anything else.
Yeah, I used to blend it because of that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Seagal would say Carnation Instant Breakfast.
Thank God for the subtitles.
Yeah.
I have no family.
I have no family.
Oh my gosh. We all know the lyrics. Or the
we all
words.
Knew the line right before you said it.
Mm-hmm.
How predictable do you have to be?
Here's your kids. Psych.
Do either of you guys, I know, Scott, you don't, but anybody decant your alcohol? Like,
oh yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Is that a decanter?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's just a fancy crystal.
Oh. Yeah, but what do you
is
decant?
Wine the only thing you really decant?
Yes.
Okay. So you just do you move your whiskey into a glass like or in a bottle like that?
I do. I like to have my whatever. If I occasionally get a really expensive bottle of scotch, I like to put it in my crystal bottle. I have one just like that. Like, it's very, very similar.
I do the same thing, but with Pepsi.
Yeah. You guys are fancy drinkers.
With red wine, you just pour a glass an hour before you expect to drink it. That's all you got to do. Mm.
Dad.
Where we all talk the same.
Because you're my dad, aren't you?
Just chew gum with my back molar. It's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm. And I'm all out of chewing gum.
Uh-oh. Stabs.
Oh.
Why is he killing him?
And that knife is not...
Yeah.
That knife's not long enough to reach past all that globe.
Yeah.
There's no permanent organ damage done.
Answer your question, Scott. He literally said, the only thing I know how to do is kill. Like, of course he would then immediately kill Steven Seagal, and Seagal should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
He just said, the only thing I know how to do is kill.
Yeah,
I'm guessing that's going to the fire.
Yeah, just flared up for no reason, the fire.
Oh, my whole life has been a lie. I've been reborn.
This is...
the perfect weapon. Oh, shit.
I am the perfect destiny weapon. Destiny.
Hey, this is the movie we had sex to earlier in this movie, or the song that we had sex to earlier in this movie.
Yeah.
We could only afford one song for the soundtrack.
Oh, here comes the other pro skaters.
The red beret BMX team.
Yep.
This is actually a gang from the Warriors.
Yeah.
They're terrible. Look at this. Whose teenage brother at the back there?
I have the sword now. I'm the leader.
Just shoot him.
He has a sword. They can't shoot him.
He literally brought a sword to a gunfight.
Yep. I was told never to do that.
I always heard that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Why are they not shooting?
They want to see where this is going.
Yeah, we're going to allow this. Up. They're like, hold your fire.
Hold on. Let's see where this is going.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if he just kept undressing? Like, and then he's got the shirt off. He's working on his sock garters.
The hell is this?
The three-piece Super Brigade is coming.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
The well-dressed resistance.
With swords.
Oh, haunting music. Okay. All right. Oh, the carnage.
Oh, look, we've got a scene inspired by Gladiator.
Mm-hmm. A disembodied hand.
Bloody man.
Flashback galore.
The men's warehouse.
I guarantee it.
Drones, guys. Drones.
Did that drone have a coffee cup hanging off the end of it?
No, I think that was its testicles.
That's one of its blades. Apparently, it's also a camera because that's what projected them onto building vision.
You guys, Ball John Hamm is a thing.
Oh. We may not have won the war, but we won this battle.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Worst meme ever. We are all free.
All right. It tops it off. The worst thing we've ever seen. This is it.
Hold on.
Oh, there's more? Shit.
The end. Or is it?
A sequel.
Well.
I cauterized my wound.
Unfortunately, he stabbed me right next to me. Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, God damn it. F you so much, movie. F you so much.
I can't believe they went there.
Look. Look. He's got the body of Artie Lang.
I don't even, in case someone's hearing this and not watching along, I don't even want to spoil what's happening.
It's so...
I can't do it.
That's the baddest life model decoy I've ever seen.
Is he going to stab him?
Just, who cares? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because there could be another one. There could be a third one.
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, heavy metal music.
What's this?
Oh, it's a... It's a bonus scene during the credits.
Okay. It's just people walking along.
Well, I thought he killed all the Red Beret BMX team.
Nope. They're still here.
Those are brothers.
Oh, my God.
This is so bad.
The twist at this, if you didn't watch along with this, folks, and I don't know what's wrong with you if you didn't. The twist at the end of this movie was the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me want to go watch The Room for its quality.
Yeah, honestly, this is... Oh, look at that CGI mess.
Come on, everybody. Let's hop into Purple Thunder.
I'm going to say it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
How did they get on that thing? Why didn't they just land on the roof so they could get on easier? Did they actually have to leap from the side of the building in there?
I don't know. This is the worst thing we've seen. Straight up. Name a worse movie. I can't do it.
All right. Just out of curiosity, what movie did it now recommend for you to watch?
Oh,
hold on. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah, same. Why is that?
Grace and Frankie Grace for me.
Frankie. The
Polka King, Cat Williams on Stage, Drug Lords, and Episodes.
Okay.
None of that makes sense.
Polka King.
Oh, yeah, I hear that's good. I also heard there's this new thing with SNL guys on it. It's about the making of the Mac. It's not the documentary, but the...
Yeah, Martin Mull, the National Lampoon thing.
Yeah, that. It looks fascinating. It looks like they also kind of break fourth wall a bunch and talk to the real people and then go back into the actors.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a Netflix original, I'd see. But this didn't know what to recommend. You'd think it'd recommend Force of Execution or Code of Honor or Skin Trade.
On Deadly Ground.
One of the Seagal.
Yeah, he didn't do it. Contract to Kill. Boy, there are a ton of these in here. Randy, you weren't wrong.
I see your thing going again, but I don't hear you.
Oh,
he's muted. Hello. Adjust your volume. Sometimes it does that.
Yeah, you. There we go.
There you go.
What?
Hi, you're back. If you mute us at all, what happens? I think there's a bug where, because that's what was happening to me earlier. If I mute and then I go unmute, if I don't adjust my volume, it thinks I'm still muted. It's weird. So I don't know. Muting. It's tricky. Well, there you go, everybody. That's your episode. I hope you enjoyed that. You must have. How could you not? It's really so bad, but so good at the same time. And we'll be back, like we say, in a week. Now, not next week. Next week, we're not here. There's much traveling happening next week. But the week after that,
right?
We'll be back with I don't know what. What's our thing? What's our movie?
It's Jet Li Meltdown.
Meltdown. All right.
The movie is Meltdown by Jet Li.
Is that supposed to be of any note, or do we know? Like, what's the deal there? Just Meltdown's bad? Is it good? Is it okay?
It's Jet Li.
Sounds like something with, nuclear facility, possibly?
1995 says here, unable to save his wife and busload of kids from a terrorist. A wife and busload. Anyway, a lawman quits the force and becomes a bodyguard for an egotistical action movie star. Ugh, that sounds bad, but let's make it work here for the show. I think it'll be fine. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy yourselves. And if you're thinking, hey, this is the first film stock I've heard, is this really what you guys do every week? No, we do normal episodes as well. You can go back to last week's and check that out. And of course, next week we'll be doing something similar. Thank you all for listening. Go to filmsack.com for me, for Brian, and for Randy. See you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Searching for the perfect gift idea for that hard-to-buy person on your list? The Allbirds Wool Runner is a natural fit. The Wool Runner is super cozy, super comfy, and super giftable. It's made with ZQ-certified merino wool, a naturally cozy material that offers next-level comfort and a lower environmental impact. The cushioned midsole and versatile design offer all-day comfort in a classic style you can wear every day, even in a winter wonderland. And its fully machine-washable construction makes it easy to keep your shoes looking like new. Allbirds shows off the Wool Runner's carbon footprint right on the shoe so you can see the difference for yourself. On top of that, they actually offset that carbon footprint to zero, making the Wool Runner completely carbon neutral, so you can stay cozy and tread lighter on the planet. This holiday season, give tidings for comfort and coziness with the Allbirds Wool Runner. Discover your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.